Hello, and welcome back to CITR and Discord Radio. I am Julie B, aka Cron Fused. Sorry for those technical difficulties there. I'm going to try and make this happen again with the help of the lovely, lovely volunteers here. So this is Muse-ish, a song about what, a show about what inspires us turned into song. And the first song will be made up right now as like a brand new intro song. So stay tuned, get ready. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so that was a super sweet intro song. Very concise, very much what I hoped it would be. So yeah, I'm Julie B. I'm a local improv artist and musician. And I wanted to use this hour to talk about the things that inspire us to sort of brighten the world and shed light on the things that make us think. And because you don't know me, because this is obviously just a fill-in show, just the start of things, I thought I would use this first hour to let you know the stuff that has kind of been the basis of my inspiration. So I'm going to start by playing a song by, it's probably one of the first times I ever got on stage was because of this woman. Her name is Buffy St. Marie, and this song is extra important to me because it's called She Used to Want to Be a Ballerina, which is actually quite true for me. I used to say that I wanted to grow up to be either a long-haul trucker or a ballerina because, you know, both tour, both make people happy and both get to just do whatever they want, right? Obviously, neither happened, but I still love this artist. It's Buffy St. Marie, as I may have mentioned before. But when she played Up in Yellowknife when I was a little girl, about six or seven, she invited kids to come on stage and sing folk songs, and I really, really wanted to do it, but I was so nervous and so shy that, you know, I just I didn't make it happen. And I regretted it for, you know, like her whole set until the point where my opa just kind of like forced me onto stage, and that was really lovely of him. Like I don't think I would have done it otherwise. And I sang Land of the Silver Birch, and it was too late, but she still thought it was endearing and invited me to sing it, or let me finish out the song anyway. So this is Buffy St. Marie. She Used to Want to Be a Ballerina. Sorry, I keep having some strange technical difficulties. I'm going to pull this up on a different website because you guys need to hear this song. It's lovely. Like, she's the best. Shoot, I can't seem to get it to work here. This is quite annoying. We're going to, I guess, move on to the next song. Unless I can pull it up super quick and hope that there's no ads. Because truly, Buffy St. Marie is, like, fabulous. She's super punk rock. Back in the day, she played these folk songs as a First Nations woman coming out of Canada with all the spirit that, you know, people today play feminist anthems. And so she's badass. You want to hear it. see great Canadian jams. Like, you can't deny her. She's undeniable. She's so cool. I loved growing up in the North. I'm from the Yellowknife in the NWT. I truly loved living up there. I think it's a great place to grow up. Incredibly free, incredibly... Sorry, I'm trying to make things work and they're not quite. It's incredibly free, it's incredibly wild, and it's full of people just kind of making the North work for them and making community work for them. And it's got such a rich culture that I think it only become like exponentially grows, because when you're that isolated, when you're that cooped up, you have to express it some way. So people, they really let where they come from and who their family are shine. Like, whether you're from the North for generations or whether you're a new transplant, people sort of want to see what you have to offer. And so they invite international talent from around the world to, that's what international means, to their folk festival. But they also really, really highlight Canadian artists. And I love that. I especially love this next artist that I'm going to show you. She was one of the first female folks that I saw like do hip hop, and she played Folk on the Rocks too, the same year that I think Sloan headlined, and she got them to come like freestyle with her, and then she was going to invite people up, anyone who wanted to take the mic. And you know, it's Yellowknife, as you probably think, that it's not a huge hip hop community, so no one went up, but I wanted to with my whole body, to the point where I started turning my poems into raps like the next week, and I vowed that if I ever got that opportunity or that invitation, I would never sort of pass it up again. So here is Kinney Starr. One of the reasons I now do freestyles, do improv, definitely didn't end up having a grasp of freestyling for like another 10 years after this sort of inceptive moment, but still like love this woman. She's still making amazing music. You can see her playing gigs all over Canada. It's really wonderful to know that indie artists can have that much longevity here. But here's Kinney Starr's Soar, which is off of the album I would have bought at that time. She has a new one out, I think, 2 years ago, that's definitely still worth a listen. So, yeah, here you go.
I step the fuck out the frying pan. See, I'm a good cook, right, man? Chili peppers, yeah, I'll take them. And juicy birds, alright, I'll bake them. Make up a soup, yum, yum, so we all can move along like culture. What's done is done, goodbye congestion. I just got one simple suggestion. Forsake the answer, rename the question. What lies deep enough not to be mentioned? Should be brought to the top to be spoken. Even though you may have been real heartbroken, feel like your brains and your blood's been soaking in a pool of regret. You just haven't gone for your truth yet. Right, right. I resolve to find the truth. Speak words and care. Then I'm grown enough to see I'm 24, even more. Knock down my
Don't you just love Canadian musicians? I love them so much. I'm such a huge nerd for Canadian music. I'm the first person to be like, oh, you know they're Canadian, to the point where my friends are always so annoyed. But I just love it. It's weird, though, because as someone who makes music and is trying to be a musician, I still don't consider myself a peer to a lot of the people that I'm fans of, even though, you know, sometimes I've even shared a bill with them or, you know, reached out to them and had them be like, yeah, well, we can jam. And I'm just like, no, but you're too cool, so it's never going to happen. That is, like, never the case. Anytime you encounter another musician, especially one who comes from any margin, any intersection of margins, they're so grateful just to meet someone on their level and to meet another person brave enough to like put their chips in the creator table. And one of the first people who inspired me to do that is someone who I tried to play at the beginning of the show before my technical difficulties made me sweaty and frustrated and scared, before I needed sweet, sweet volunteer rescue. But this is Carmen Braden. She's a composer from the NWT, and I first became aware of her when I was in middle school and she was in high school. We did a battle of the bands together, and she played a Chapman stick. And a didgeridoo that was adjustable, like a slide didgeridoo. Like, how cool is that? There's no one else who's as much of a muse as that and who makes incredible music like that. So I want to play to you a song that's off of both of her albums. One, I believe, is called Candle Ice, and the other one, I think, is called Songs of the Invisible Summer Sky, or Songs of the Stars of the Invisible Summer Sky, something like that. They're both on Spotify. They're really amazing. This song is called The Raven Conspiracy 2, The Waltz of Wing and Claw, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Sounds of the North. I know that Carmen uses a lot of inspiration from the North, using a lot of field recordings of ice breaking. There's this incredible VR experience that you can see. It played at Vivo for a while, of her, she froze a piano in ice and then lifted it up and dropped balls of ice onto the piano and let them kind of roll around. And I believe the VR experience is available on YouTube called Northern Sights. You can even take a dog sled run. You can go stand with another prolific Northern musician, Lila Gilday, while she sings with some drummers. It's awesome. I super, super recommend it. If you can't afford a plane ticket to the NWT, it's definitely the next best thing. The next song that I'm hoping to play for you is a little bit, admittedly, self-indulgent. Like I said, I wanted to kind of let you know who I am as a musician. And a big part of what I do, like I said, is improv. And last year I went back up to my hometown, which I mentioned is Yellowknife, to record an entirely improvised mixtape. I used the profits of this to make a donation to the Yellowknife Rainbow Coalition, and that's what the streaming profits will always be donated to. Like once a year I'm going to do a full donation dump. This song was inspired by the jar filled with people's muses. Each song was based on a different song, jar, which had like a different theme, either fear, demons, secrets, muses, or love. And this is my favorite song off of the album. I'm trying to make a video of it now. So if you like it and you want to be in that, take a quick video of yourself dancing with your camera horizontal and send it to cronfused@gmail.com. Again, that's cronfused@gmail.com. And honestly, if you want to send anything that you want me to make up a song about on this show, I'll take it. I'll write that song about cheese that you love that isn't on the shelf anymore. I'll write the ballad of your dog at home waiting for you to come back with their bone. But you just got to send it in to me. I'll take requests as long as they don't exist. Hopefully in the future I'll have less technical difficulties and I'll need less rescuing from the lovely folks here at CITR and I can make it a call-in show. But for now, we're just going to take any request you send in to me via email. And also at the end of this episode, we're going to sum up all of these inspiring humans and their stories into a master song. But for starters, here is me being self-indulgent up north in Yellowknife with muses. Muses. Dangerous women. Thank you.
I can't even look at you because you're too badass. You're fabulous, you see. Yes, you shine too brightly. That glare you got over me, yes, it shines so dangerously. I know you will blind me, cause yes, you so shiny. Won't you try to be my baby, or are you too safe for me? I live dangerously. Don't wanna get punched. Said I wanna buy butts. But you might be nuts. I wanna touch ya, but I don't wanna meet your dad. Cause he must have been pretty shit if your ass is that bad. But yeah, I'd like to meet your mom, cause I bet that she's pretty rad. And a chick like you better have a woman, gonna make me feel real bad when I call you a chick.
I don't wanna make you mad.
Make me feel like a dick.
Yeah, so that was me, Julie B, aka Cronfused, up north in Yellowknife. And if you like that song, if you want to participate in the video, if you yourself feel like a dangerous woman, whatever that means to you, whatever a woman is, please email that, as well as any inspiring things that happen to you, any song ideas, to chronfused@gmail.com. And I'll get you involved with the show. That would make me so, so happy. Up next, we have a song, another awesome local artist. Not saying that, you know, I'm so awesome, but this group is one that I feel like I kind of slept on. They had a show last year. It was their album release, and it was during the only time I've played Shindig. And I was trying to convince my friends to come, and they were like, no, we have to go to like these other folks' album release. It's going to be so great. And I was a little salty that they wouldn't come, but then I checked out their music, and I was like, oh, yes, you definitely made the right choice, gang. Because this song that I'm going to play you in particular, I have dubbed it like fully my song of the summer. It's IMUR and Vioana's Fever. It's so good. It'll make you want to dance. It'll make you want to call up that girl that you shouldn't have anymore. And just get down to it.
I've been running, running, running away from you. Don't know what these feelings are, but what's to lose? You are one in a million and making it easy to choose.
Easy to choose.
And your body's got me feeling kinda loose.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibe on this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion.
You make me a believer, but I ain't ever coming down.
Down, down, down.
That pussy give me fever, but I ain't ever coming down.
That pussy give me fever.
You got me on my knees, I wanna please ya. Show you my expertise, don't wanna tease ya. That pussy fire good, give me fever.
Touch your body, feeling me feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me feeling on you. Touch your body,
touch ya.
got me trippin', trippin', trippin' over you. I got it bad and I don't know what to do. Cause you were back on making me work hard for you. Got me trying to keep up the tempo and light your fuse.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibe on this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion. You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down.
Speaking of Shindig, which my friends missed to see them last year, let's check this out.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our second week, Tuesday, January 14th, we've got The Get Highs, Holtzkopf, Death Talks, and Akita.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay.
Ooh, hello, and we're back. So I'm going to wrap up the show, which is a preview of something I hope to do called Musish. I'm your host, Julie B, a.k.a. Cronfused, a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust. And to sort of sum up what we've been talking about briefly, it's a lot of Canadian female artists, a lot of inspiring people, a lot of cutting edge folks, like Buffy St. Marie, who was punk rock enough to do folk rock in her own way, about how almost any time you reach out to another artist, they're just gracious to meet someone on your level, and how nature, like ravens, candle ice, and stars that you can't see because the sun never goes down in the summer, can sometimes trigger the most incredible music. So I've written down a bunch of words on my sheet of paper here, like Buffy, technical difficulties, because, you know, that's what my life is about. And I'm going to pull some of them. I like Raven, I like Soar, and I like technical difficulties, actually. So I'm going to make up a song to sort of send us off. on something like a nice little fun vibe, a nice little fun note. So yeah, let's end with this song. Let's call it The Technical Difficulties of Being a Raven. Sorry that I had a little glitch at the start, but you know that I'm raving just to show you my heart. Sonic misbehaving, yes, I call it my art, and I hope that you like it even with that shit start. I know we're talking like ravens are walking, crispy, crunchy on thin ice because we've been stalking. I pray for so long, we put it in song, and hope that nothing else breaks down and you'll join along. Hey, do you wanna play? Do you wanna join along and maybe sing a song one day? I'd like it so much if you just wanna come along. Maybe not be my band, but be my muse and mostly be my friend. I'm a raven among crows, who knows, that's just the way that it goes. I'd rather caw and squawk, I'm not gonna crawl around with those crows. I'm a raven, you know, I fly to the poles. I get all my good food and then I'm gonna go. I'm not a trash bird, hey, what you heard? I'm the best kind of mockingbird. Thank you so much. For having me for this whole hour, for bearing with me while my stuff is weird and complicated, and for listening. You could have turned off your stereo at any time, but you didn't. And hopefully you'll tune in again on January 17th for the 24 Hours of Radio Art. And in case you want to submit, here is all the info for that.
A sandwich is a quick meal that you can make easily with a variety of ingredients you have around your home.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
You can experiment with different ingredients in your sandwich, or you can follow a recipe to make a well-known classic.
Once you make your sandwich, enjoy it hot or cold with your favorite side.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th. Listen live or online at citr.ca.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
Before I go, I just want to thank you all one more time. Ooh, I have no idea what's buzzing here. How terrible. I just want to thank you all one more time for having me on your airwaves today and remind you that you're listening to Cron Fused on CITR, and I hope you have a very lovely afternoon.
To surrender.